사랑하는 성도 여러분, 하나님께서 지으신 만물에는 창조주 하나님의 능력과 신성이
Brothers and sisters, in the last session,
산천 초목을 보아도 의미 없이 만들어진 것은 하나도
God's amazing love as well as His power and divine nature is embedded in all things created by Him. As you look at mountains, rivers, and all vegetation, none of them was made without a purpose. God took delicate care in determining the form, colors, and sizes of each and every creature. For example, there is a reason that God made the sky blue instead of yellow or purple. Out of His love and consideration, He intended for us to develop the desire to live a pure and clean life. Gazing at the blue sky, which has a positive effect on our souls. When you look at the blue sky, you think that you have peace in your heart for some reason, and you have good feelings, and you see clouds coming out of the skies, and you feel comforted, and it feels like some faces of your loved ones are appearing. This is God's love. And green is known to be the most relaxing and calming color and makes our eyes feel comfortable. In contrast, red gives off a strong and stimulating vibe. If God hath made trees red instead of green, how tired would our eyes be looking at them? If we open our hearts and look around, we can discover the love of God everywhere. Regarding this, Psalm chapter 19, verse 1 writes, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands." And Psalm chapter 8, verse 9 says, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth." I pray that this message will help you realize the love of God, the Creator, deeply, and that you are all full of sincere gratitude and praise to Father God who created all things beautifully for us. In the last session, Elihu explained how vapor rises to the sky to become clouds and fall down as rain, and spoke about God's dignity and power, mentioning some natural phenomena. Elihu's explanation on God's power and His providence in the creation continues in chapter 37. He said in chapter 37, verse 1, "At this, also my heart trembles and lifts from its place." Here as well, Elihu spoke of thunder and lightning. He remarked that a loud roar of thunder and a flash of lightning made him tremble with fear and hide away, just like little children getting scared by a clash of thunder and rushing to their parents. Today, though we know that we are safe with lightning rods on top of their buildings, many people are startled at the sound of thunder. Moreover, since the days of Elihu dates back thousands of years ago, fear must have been greater. Such fear indicates that he had been distanced from God in heart. If you are close to God, no matter how loud the roar of thunder, there's no need to find a place to hide in. While Elihu was rebuking and admonishing Job, he himself was not confident before God and not perfect in heart. That's why he said, "My heart trembles and lifts from its place." 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 tells us, "There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love." Those who truly love God and believe that He governs their life and death and their blessings and curse are not concerned or worried, no matter the situation. Believing and trusting that God is their Father and that He is love and good, they are always at peace. Then Elihu earnestly called on Job in chapter 37, verse 2, "Listen closely to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that goes out from his mouth." He was saying, Job, please listen to the voice coming out of God's lips. Listen to His frightening voice of power and punishment. Know that God is fearful. Stop boasting of yourself and surrender. I ask you to turn back now and avoid His punishment. Avoid His punishment. Even animals wouldn't behave like you. When thunder and lightning hit, people are afraid of God. But when it gets clear, they soon forget about God's presence and continue on the way of sins in pursuit of their benefits. This indicates how crafty man's heart is and how often they have a change of heart. You have to examine whether you also have such a change of heart. Such big incidents is a wake-up call for us. We have to stay awake, stay alert. We have to know that there is an end to our life, and there is the day when our Lord descends to the air. We have to know there is the end. We don't know what will face us. We have to prepare ourselves with think about our salvation with trembling, and we have to work for perfect salvation, and we have to resolve to run towards heaven without wavering. The same goes for those believers who let in His word through one ear and out through the other. God incessantly calls on them to listen. In the Bible are do's and don'ts, and keep commands and throw away commands. These are God's earnest calls, earnest cries to listen to Him. Keeping and acting by them is listening to and obeying His word. If you just think, I know all the word, I've heard it before, while not acting by it, you are neither fearing God nor loving Him. Let's say you've heard, don't say evil words ever, don't gossip about others, but you still keep sharing bad words. Though you've been told not to look at your brother's speck, you still speak ill of others. Then how could all the words you've heard be any use? Loving and forgiving others, making peace, rejoicing, and giving thanks in obedience to the word is truly loving and fearing God. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 reads, if you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. Therefore, I urge you to always keep close to the word and joyfully obey it, thereby overflowing with answers and blessings in your religious lives. Elihu kept on speaking about God who is in control of aerial phenomena. Under the whole heaven, He lets it loose, and His lightning to the ends of the earth. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with His majestic voice, and He does not restrain the lightnings when His voice is heard. God letting His voice loose under the whole heaven and His lightning to the ends of the earth means that the sound of thunder resounds all over and the flash of lightning reaches every corner of the earth. And the phrase, His voice roaring after that, exactly describes the natural phenomenon, a roar of thunder following a flash of lightning. And God thundering with majestic voice signifies that a clash of thunder reflects God's great dignity. Since Elihu considered the roar of thunder to be the resounding of God's extraordinary voice, he used that expression. As we can see, the roaring of thunder and the flashing of lightning reflect the power of God. We are to realize that they are not means of punishment, but God's love for humanity, and become thankful. The reason is they are intended for us to notice the signs of aerial phenomena and prepare for a crisis ahead of time. Today, we can access more accurate weather information through National Weather Service, but in the past, people predicted weather by observing the shapes of clouds, wind directions, and temperature changes. For example, when it is drizzling, the sky gets cloudy and dusty. This is because a thin layer of clouds forms, blocking sunlight. Usually, before a shower or heavy rain, dark clouds form and wind blows harder. This phenomenon is often accompanied with lightning and thunder. Seeing such signs before heavy rain, people can prepare themselves by checking clouds and wind. Farmers could tell whether a shower or heavy rain would come. They decided whether they had to quickly harvest crops or supply water to their fields. God has given man wisdom to prepare for a crisis by checking weather changes and natural phenomena. But being indifferent to such signs or not making preparation in advance, some face a disaster or suffer damage. At this point, they begin to seek God, whom they haven't believed or foolishly resented Him, saying, "He's going too far." Please examine whether you've attributed your failures to God, not thinking about your wrongdoings. For example, while the Word of God tells us not to guarantee someone else's loans, some believers disobey and have things go wrong. They must not place the blame on God and complain. We are told not to have financial transactions among church members, but people disobey and people complain that they are in trouble because of someone else. Because they disobey the Word of God, they have to first repent of violating the Word of God. There's no need to blame some others, even if they were deceived. But they have to first think about violating the Word of God, and they shouldn't place the blame on them. If they humbly repent, Father God would provide a way to escape the trouble, and they have to break down the wall of sin and live a changed life. But some people place the blame on God, place the blame on others, and place the blame on the church. They don't go well as a result. So, I hope for you to always make right choices in the truth and lead a prosperous life amidst the fullness of the Spirit. Elihu went on to say in chapter 37, verse 5, God thunders with His voice wondrously, doing great things which we cannot comprehend. A roar of thunder comes out of the blue, involving a tremendous sound and sometimes shaking the ground. Elihu found the big roar of thunder stunning, mystical, and wondrous. And these are stunning and mystical. That's why he considered it to be God's voice thundering wondrously. He also commented that this God can do great things beyond man's comprehension. Making that statement, he was asking Job, "While God is so dignified and almighty, how could you dare stand against Him?" God the Creator is a perfect, omniscient, and omnipresent One who's existed since before the eternity. So, the Bible has numerous records of amazing signs and wonders which are beyond man's capabilities and strength. To remind you of how wondrous and amazing His power is, let me present just a few cases. While delivering the Israelites from Egypt, God sent the 10 plagues to Egypt through Moses. By parting the Red Sea, God had the people walk through the sea on dry land. And even while the 10 plagues hit, the people in the Goshen land were protected. Also, by parting the Red Sea, God had the people walk through the sea on dry land. And the Egyptians who were pursuing the Israelites, God had them buried, God had them blocked by the water. And after all the Israelites had finished crossing the sea, and the Egyptian army was also following the Israelites, and when they were in the middle of the sea, God made the waters come together, come back together, so the Egyptian armies were buried in the sea and faced death. Such great and mighty works was done by God, who is our Father. He turned the bitter water of Marah into sweet water and made water springing up from a rock. When prophet Jonah disobeyed, God had a great fish swallow him. As Jonah repented, God caused the fish to vomit him onto land, allowing him to carry out his duty. In the New Testament times as well, works of the Almighty God have been manifested numerous times. Jesus raised Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, opened the eyes of the blind, and healed people with all kinds of diseases, infirmities, and demon possessions. He walked on the water and calmed the wind and the sea. Even after his resurrection and ascension, the power of the Almighty God was unceasingly manifested through the apostles. As for Peter, since his power was so great, people would bring the sick and expected even a shadow to fall on them. As extraordinary works were manifested through Paul, people took handkerchiefs and aprons from his body and laid on the sick, making diseases and evil spirits go away. As we can see, God manifests astonishing power which can't be performed by man, desiring all people to meet Him and reach salvation. As said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The manifestations of God's power can take place the same way even today. This church has seen such marvelous works manifested without ceasing since its founding. You have seen them numerous times with your own eyes. Since the founding of this church, God's such amazing power, marvelous power, extraordinary works, mysterious works have never ended. You have seen that God is proving that He is living. People who was diagnosed with cancer, he was waiting for surgery, and he could have been in danger if he didn't receive surgery. And not only did he have to receive surgery, and even after that, he had to receive chemotherapy. But by God's power, he was healed, and he was healed perfectly. And doctor saw the results and said he was marveled and said that we have seen those cases many times. But what about your Christian life? You may say, I've seen many works. I believe that He is. But the Bible says that if you believe, these have to follow. In the book of James, even demons tremble before God because they believe God is there. But does this mean demons receive salvation? Why? Because demons commit evil. That's why demons harass people. How could they receive salvation? They know God is, and they believe God. But it's the same way. If we believe God, we have to obey and show this. God is calling on us to do that. God is our Father. He has created heaven and earth, and He repays us according to our deeds. He is our judge. today, tomorrow, God is watching over us today and tomorrow and repays us through heavenly glory or through sufferings in hell. We have to know this and we have to strive to live by His word. We can witness such amazing works even now because God waits each of us to wait, receive healing and answers and open the way of salvation for all the souls with His love. We have seen such love and experienced such love. Having experienced and watched such love, we have to obey Him perfectly. Let me conclude the message. Brothers and sisters, God is alive and the creator of all things under heaven. As our Father, He created us and blesses us. Our shepherd and our principal name, when God called them, I didn't have complaints. I didn't complain to God saying, why did you take them? God called them at the most proper time, at the best time, in the best way. We want Ms. Bong Lim Lee to live with us on this earth and happily live with us. It feels like if we have her, we would feel secure, we would be better. And I also prayed, but once God has called her, I'm just thankful. And I just try to find out God's will. I realize that God, Ms. Bong Lim Lee led a life of prayer and also have to follow her ministry. And I also have to carry on her legacy. And we have to carry on the ministry of Ma Min and accomplish the providence more perfectly. And if we do so, we will receive greater rewards. With this, we can feel comforted. Whatever you may face, you shouldn't complain against God. You shouldn't ask God to do this and that the way you want. This is a wrong kind of prayer. We have to pray that things will be done according to His will. Even though we pray that way, but in our daily life, when things don't go the way we want, we may complain against God. Then our confession, God is Almighty, God is our Father, God is, this is a lie. But we have to always figure out God's will. Even though we may face trouble because of our shortcomings, we have to take this opportunity to fix our shortcomings, and then things will turn into blessings. Through this time, we have to examine our heart, examine ourselves, and whatever trouble you may face, you always have to rely on God. Though God is neither visible nor tangible, He has presented numerous evidences that He is truly living and at work. The aerial phenomena explained earlier, and the functioning of the universe, and the instincts of animals discussed in the last session could never exist unless God had designed them. Above all, we've all witnessed countless times how all kinds of diseases and disabilities are healed. If these things had been a coincidence, they would have happened no more than a few times. But because God is living, such marvelous works have constantly taken place throughout the 42-year history of Ma Min. This Almighty God is telling us to believe in Him, know that there are heaven and hell, and live in the truth, and abide in His love. May you passionately testify to our loving God, enjoy the authority as His children, and receive the great and amazing blessings He promised. I pray in the name of the Lord that during the holidays, you will experience His grace wherever you go, serve as the light and salt to whoever you meet, and glorify God. Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.